Hey, it's Rudy from Crisco, Dez, and Ryan, and unfortunately, no new After Hours podcast today. Ryan and I have a meeting we need to attend. Crisco's in the middle of something. Dez is on vacation until Thursday. However, you may have heard last week on the air, we had Dez cook us a trial run of Thanksgiving. We called it a very Dez-giving this year, and we had the recap on the air. Did she nail it? How was the turkey? Was the gravy up to par? Well, you'll find out in the recap. That's what you're getting today for Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours. We will have a brand new episode coming at you tomorrow. So thanks for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
It was Dez-giving Friday in Woodbilly. We all made the trek out there. Oh, God. No. It's the drive that never ends.
You just keep driving and driving and driving.
Oh, man. We finally got there, only to find Dez in a panic. She hadn't done any prep. She hadn't done one thing, and we had Lori Kroll coming over to review her Thanksgiving dinner, and Dez was very upset, very distressed. You can hear it in her voice.
Okay, I think I'm off to a good start. Oh boy. It says, take out the gravy packet, the neck, and is it the giblets from two body cavities? Oh, yep. Winner. Okay, Turkey dinner. Okay. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Got it. Nailed it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was one part of it. Taylor said that she was in a mini meltdown. He didn't know that it was even going to kind of come together. She was screaming, borderline crying.
Oh, absolutely. She was running around yelling at Taylor, and it even continued when I got there, and she's like, I don't know where anything is in this house. I have no idea where anything is. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to do one other thing. Okay. So, apparently, I'm supposed to punch holes in the turkey bag. Ouch. It's kind of hot. Oh, boy. Okay. Gonna need two hands for this.
I mean, it was her first time, and you're not expected to be perfect on your first run of anything. We said, if you can get the turkey figured out, good stuffing and gravy, you're made. That's all you got to do. Mashed potatoes, everybody can do that. You can get buns and rolls from a bakery. Those are the three things you've got to be good at. So let's focus on that. And, well, she couldn't figure out how to get the cranberry sauce out of a can. That was a struggle. It was a struggle bus for Dez.
Yes.
And then, you know, she may have oversalted. By a lot.
I mean, she said that when she was making it and putting the turkey in the bag and screwing that up three times over, she salted the outside of the bird. Well, what happens to that when it drops down to the bottom of the pan?
Yep.
That's what you create gravy with. And then there was some assistance when somebody said, let me go ahead and I'll put a pinch of salt in. And it was two big pinches of salt into the gravy. And then Dez goes, did somebody salt the gravy? Let me give it a quick little sprinkle of salt. There we go. Three salts. Oh. We were assaulted. It was. I mean, everybody.
It's the saltiest meal I've ever had, ever in my life. And I went home and I didn't feel well after. I went, oh my God. I got some of dusty germs on me somehow, some way. Did you feel well?
Oh no, I didn't. I went, it was totally dehydration.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I got home and I was like, oh man, everything felt like you were in slow motion, Bill. You were like, oh my God. My mouth is like just dry as cotton. I'm like, I'd like to pour gravy down there, but that's not going to help. It was just so ridiculously dry.
Okay. Well, we had Lori review her Thanksgiving dinner, and she was very generous, very kind. We had her rank it, and then we're going to do our rankings here in a second. Here we go.
Okay. Overall, you saw the presentation, mm-hmm. The table runner, the plates. What do you think?
I think she hit it out of the park. She did a great job.
Out of five turkeys, what would you give her?
I would give her five turkeys.
Five out of five?
I would give her five out of five.
For presentation, she had Christmas-themed things. I mean, she sliced the cranberries.
It's true, the cranberry sauce does leave a little to be desired.
Turkey overall, we had some of the white meat. What mm-hmm. do you think?
It was delicious. It was perfectly cooked. And I think the key with that is taking it out before it's completely at temp, because then it gets too dry. I don't think she could have done it any better.
Now, she's not in the room, so be honest. Okay. What does she need to work on?
She should have given me a glass of wine right when I got it.
Point gone. Turkey out of the window.
Other than that, I would add a little color to the stuffing. Like add some craisins or some dried cherries, just because mm-hmm. that will it just will make it look a little more appetizing, because it is true at Thanksgiving, all of your food can be very bland in color. In fact, she did everything well. I bet when she carves the turkey on Thanksgiving, it'll look more perfect than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stuffing needed some work. It was like pulled apart bread chunks and hunks, and she didn't smash it together.
No.
So a little work there. But if we're going to rank her Thanksgiving presentation, I thought it was like a 3 out of 5.
That's exactly what I wrote down. 3 yep. out of 5, yeah.
Turkey, I think it was like a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 3.5. Yep. It was a little, I mean, even the salt she put on the turkey soaked through to the turkey.
Well, that, and it didn't really brown, and it looked kind of suspect, and you're like, ooh, again, first time, that's what this is for. I wanted her to get practice so she feels confident for the big day. Her stuffing, I thought the stuffing was really good, just way too salty. So I would do like a 3, 3.5.
Yeah,
there.
I would say I did a 3 out of 5 too. I just think she didn't mix it well enough. Yeah. Like it was really dry parts and really, really good squishy parts.
Okay, gravy.
I'd have to give that gravy like a 2.
Yeah.
Because again, the flavor of it is good, but it's nothing she did. She didn't do the flavoring of it. It's the right. turkey. Like, right. That's the turkey did all the work. And the one thing she had to do was season it. And she just over-seasoned it with salt. I don't even think there was pepper in there. They just like did nothing but salt. And so I would give it a 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good thing she's not here today.
And now, again, it was good, but I mean, it was like, poof. I mean, it was like seizing up on itself because it was like, the gravy was tough.
I think that on Thanksgiving, now that she's worked out the kinks, it's going to be a really great meal for her and her family. So I'm happy we did this.
Yes.
But boy, oh boy. Dude, Des and Taylor have a little conflict going on. This was the best part of the whole thing. So Des, you know, butchered the bird and just like sliced right through it and then served us the breast. We had to pick the rib bones out of the meat.
We're like, here's one of his ribs. There you go.
So she kind of cut it in a very unusual way. Well, Taylor decided that he was going to clean up the kitchen. So he picked up, you know, the remaining carcass of the turkey and just dropped it all in the garbage.
Yeah.
They didn't even clean the rest of the meat off the bird. And he just decided, oh, it's done, so I'm going to throw it away.
There were hunks of meat under the, like, under part of the bird.
Oh, yeah, just there's tons on there.
Threw it away.
He thought it was done, so he threw it away. And then the leftover gravy, there was just a little bit left in the gravy boat. And so he went to the sink, and he was just about to turn the water on to fill it with water to, you know, dump it down the drain. And Des just became so upset.
Oh, I mean, from 10 feet away from me.
Were you there yet, Rudy, to witness this?
I had already left, but I heard about it the next day at Cub.
My goodness. She was so mad at him.
Because as soon as the water turned on, the gravy was done. It was on, water on, and she goes, and I literally was like watching it happen, and I go, oh boy, well, there goes Dez's gravy. Taylor! Like a child, like the most in trouble child you could ever be. And Taylor just stops and he's like,
he froze. He just turned and he went, oh, I thought you were done. She's like, there's gravy left over. I could have had that with my stuffing.
And then stopped right there. And she went, oh boy, Ryan and Chris are sitting right here. And this is because Lori had already left too. And it was that uncomfortable moment where we've heard of this happening. We've never actually been able to witness it until Des giving on Friday.
You do not mess with Des and her gravy. She'll have none of it.
But what? Yeah.
If you want to see the video, Rudy's posted it online. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Great reviews already.
Yeah.
People are loving this.
And it was fun to do because it was just like looking in from the outside in on a Thanksgiving where you're like, this could really go off the rails at any moment.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping it would have more, but I think what we got was definitely a woman on her edge. You know, in 10 years of friendship, I've only had her snap at me one time. And immediately after it happened, she was like, I am so sorry. That was very inappropriate of me. I was like, you know what? That's okay. I think we're going to take the rest of the day off. How about you just go your way? I'll go mine. I'll see you then. Bye.
And it's always over food. When the gravy thing happened, Rudy didn't tell you this line. It was my favorite. She goes, well, you know what? Crisco, just take the stuffing. If there's no gravy, I don't want the stuffing anymore. Just take it. I don't want it. Take it. Take it all. Both containers.
Des, you have leftover, you know, drippings. You could make some gravy. It's really easy.
Nope, I'm not making it. Forget it. Never mind. It's over. I already made it one time. Just take it, Crisco. I don't want it. You take it. I'm like, Okay, let me take the stuffing that you don't want now because there's no gravy. Okay.
But I think she saw the things that could go wrong, and now she'll know how to avoid them on Thanksgiving. So hopefully it's a less stressful, you know, big day with the family there.
Like prepping before 2 hours before you put the bird in.
Okay.
That's not even knocking her. That's just saying she said at our Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I should probably do this ahead of time. So it's just a good lesson for anybody. Don't prep 4 minutes before people come over.